and pessimism. It's a sense that the building behind me is run by people who are in politics for themselves. That Britain today is a country where pretty much everything is run in the interests of vested interests. Politics, banking, the energy markets, they're all run by this self-serving little clique at the top.
Sheffield United have retracted their offer to let convicted rapist Ched Evans use their training facilities. The club had been heavily criticised for agreeing to allow Evans to train at the club after his release from prison, with Olympic champion Jessica Ennis-Hill stating that she wanted her name removed from one of the Bramall Lane stands should he play for the club again. Labour's Emily Thornberry has apologised and resigned from the party's front bench after tweeting a photo of a house in Strood draped with England flags and with a white van parked on the driveway. Critics accused her of being snobbish. Labour MP for Wolverhampton South East, Pat McFadden, told Danny Kelly he thinks it was ill-judged.
Flags are flown by, an awful lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with it. So I don't know why she did what she did. It came across and a very bad way, I think she was probably right to go. I mean, apparently, I've not spoken to him, but my understanding is Ed Miliband was really angry about this and was pretty clear in telling her that too.
And crowd control is being used at Birmingham New Street station from today due to the surge in passengers over Christmas. Network Rail says they're expecting 200,000 people a day through the station and have hired specialist staff to prevent overcrowding. Taking a look at the weather, winds and heavy rain at 11 degrees Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight the rain will ease, but there will be a lot of low cloud around at 6 degrees Celsius, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And the weekend, tomorrow patchy rain in the morning, then drier with sunshine in the afternoon, and highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News, there's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee on BBC WM 95.6,
the voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Seriously, am I the only person that thinks that guy that's flying the flag outside his house? Yeah, it looked awful. Why did you have three of them? Why did one have a football logo on? Why are they filthy? Why were you doing it? They looked awful, didn't they? They looked terrible. If you're going to fly the flag, it's a weird thing to do outside your house. It's not a castle. Every man's home is a castle. Well, it's not unless you're Prince Charles. Then it is actually a castle. It just looked awful. I can't believe someone's resigned because she took a picture of a flag. So I just had to get that off my chest. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, 03453 009956. I know, I can't remember the guy's name, the fellow that was on this morning talked about the flag, but we can do it, and we can do it better. Be completely honest. It looks scummy, doesn't it? This guy's house, I'm sure it's a nice house, although, the big tats everywhere. But it look, you know, it's a nice house. I'm not worried about the white van. He's got three flags of St. George draped out from his guttering. Gosh, he must have real respect for the flag and his country. Imagine living next door to that. It's almost as bad as those plums that have all of the Christmas lights outside their house. How scummy is that? The Christmas lights, the flashing Father Christmas, the glowing snowman, oh, for goodness sakes. They should ban those Christmas lights outside people's homes because they look awful, don't they? Imagine you're trying to sell a house. You wouldn't be selling a house at Christmas. Or maybe you would. I just don't know. You're trying to sell a house, OK? And so people come and go, yeah, well, we like the house, but the guy next door with the Christmas lights, is that a... Oh, yeah, sorry about that. It looks awful. It's even worse than stone cladding. If you live in a street and someone's got Christmas lights outside... Oh, yeah, but we're doing it for charity. Just go and give some money to charity, if that's what you want to do. Charity, sorry. Just go and give some money to charity. Don't put a load of stupid lights out. Ah, but it's the Christmas... We do it every year. The children love it. No, they don't. The children think you're a weirdo. Their mums tell them not to go anywhere near that house because that guy is probably some kind of criminal. 03453 009956. Christmas lights, flags of St. George. What other things ruin somebody's house? My friend, her next-door neighbour, for a significant period of time, had a fridge in their front garden. I know. for like, this was for months. And my friend had enough of this, so she bought fridge magnets and left messages on it. Like, move me. I don't like being here. The people who live here are rude words. Things we... This is just coming to me as we speak now. Things that ruin other things. No, things outside houses that ruin houses and impact on you. We'll think of a snappier way of phrasing that between now and 4 o'clock, but that's kind of the premise. 03453 009956. Things that make houses look worse. Let's start with flags of any kind. Not just the flag of St George, the Union flag. There was a big thing when the referendum... Do you remember that? God, that was fun, wasn't it? No. Let's hope we don't ever have another one. Oh, the referendum was going on, and so everyone who had, like, a Scottish granddad was flying the Scottish flag from their house. It looked awful. The Union flag, football flag, Brazilian flags when there's a football tournament. 03453 009956. You don't want anything outside your house, be it fridge, flag, or Christmas decorations. There was a thing, it was a while ago, where there was like a Halloween display outside somebody's house. And I think it was last year, so I can't remember where it was. And they got told by the police to take it down because children would walk past and burst into tears. It had like decapitated bodies, not real ones, plastic ones. Imagine that. And mums and dads were complaining because they had to cross the street so their kids wouldn't see. Ah, it's just a bit of fun. It's for charity. Go and give them some. What charity wants to be supported by headless corpses? Plastic ones, obviously. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. There's never an excuse for flags. There's never an excuse for Christmas lights and anything outside a house. Oh, we're individuals. What we like to do to stamp our individuality on the air. Well, it's a bit crazy. We are. We don't care. They're the same people that wear Tasmanian devil ties and Homer Simpson socks because they think they're crazy. Those are those kind of people. I won't use the word scumbags. And a woman's lost her job because of this plum. Unbelievable. 03453 009956. That sounds about right. Simon's on the line. Yes, Simon.
Kind of people.
Oh, flipping it. Hello? What on earth is going on here? Yes? Hello, Simon? Hello, Simon?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. Yes, hello, Simon.
Sorry, mate, how are you doing?
That's okay, I accept the apology. It was said from the heart, and that's all that matters. What can we do for you, Simon?
I heard you say something about cyclists to Caroline just before you started your show.
Oh, yes, yes, you did.
Got to agree with you.
Actually
agreeing with you.
What do you mean, for once? I speak sense all the time. You know that.
No.
There's a story in the papers, OK? Jeremy Vine. Do you ever listen to the Jeremy Vine show?
Oh, no.
It's Jeremy Vine show, right? It's really weird, because he'll do something, right? And then I go, I just got to read, got some text here. It's from Steve the trucker. It says, Jeremy, hi, listening to your interview with that mum, and I've just have to pull over, and I'm in tears in the lay-by. He's always got truckers in tears. Stop making the truckers cry. Anyway, he's got done for cycling at 16 miles per hour on his bicycle. I think it's time, Simon, we had the discussion. Do we want cycles in our towns or do we not want cycles in our towns? They can't both work.
No, we don't. Cyclists belong in a velodrome, not on the road. Same as horses belong in a field or on a racetrack. Not on the road.
Simon, do you know what? Because I knew that... I'm not a massive fan of cyclists, right? Partly because I can't do it. It exhausts me. I get really sore. What on earth are you doing?
Sorry?
What are you...
I'm in the office. I just dropped a pen on the desk.
You just dropped something? Right. when I cycle, I get really sore buttocks.
Right.
So that's partly why I don't like cycling. I mean, really sore, OK? But you've just come up with the argument that I'm going to pin this weak argument on for the rest of the show. Cycling is old-fashioned like horses. You don't see people riding horses through towns.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't have cyclists going through town, should we?
No, we shouldn't, no. That's what I say. Old-fashioned. Move on. Get a car or a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Stop pedalling around. Stop geeing up your horses and all that rubbish. They're just holding us up. And while I'm on the subject of road...
Yeah, go on, mate.
Why bus lanes as well?
Oh, yeah.
Why should somebody who pays a couple of quid to get on a bus, get to work, or wherever they're going, quicker than me, who pays road tax and a hell of a lot of tax on petrol?
Simon, you sound angry.
Oh, mate, people like that in bus lanes, oh, I could go on forever.
I know you could, Simon. We're only here till 4 o'clock, but thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. Isn't it time? He's made up the argument that I was struggling to get. But bicycles are really old-fashioned. They're called bicycles. Bicycles. They're really old-fashioned. It's an old-fashioned word. Oh, I'm going to go and get my bicycle, and I'm going to ride my bicycle, and then I'm going to get on a horse, and I'm going to ride my horse. You don't get horses in towns unless coppers are riding them. And what's that all about? Hey, there was a study done this week. You're more likely to trust a copper if he's on a horse than if he's, I guess, not on a horse. 03453 009956. Ian.lee at bbc.co.uk or text 81333. Start your text WM. Afternoon, Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Producer Joe is out there here every Friday 2 till 4 and Saturday 9 till 12 in the morning. So far, we've been inspired by that gentleman, and I use the term so loosely, who's got three... Why would you have three flags of St George hanging from your window? What that means you're three times more patriotic or three times more, I don't want to say chavvy. Why would you do that? 03453 009956. The flags, the Christmas decorations, the fridge in the front garden. What things have you seen outside houses that have made them worse? Harry's in Rugby. Good afternoon, Harry.
Good afternoon, sir.
What would you like to say, boss?
Well, I don't know if they're so much in fashion now, but a while ago,
oh, yeah,
people had, like, louvered shutters at the side of the windows.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Painted in garish colours. They couldn't shut them, but if they could have shut them, there wouldn't have there'd been a gap in the middle.
Oh, these are the ones, because it's quite trendy in North London, of all places, to have those shutters inside. But these are the kind of the ones outside that you might find on a quaint cottage.
Outside,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
if you couldn't have closed them, there'd have been a gap in the middle, because there was...
They look flipping awful, don't they?
The window.
They look awful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. It's weird, isn't it? Because the front of the house, as long as it looks, you know, looks tidy, that's all I'm bothered with. Why would you ever have to add anything extra out there?
Yeah, it makes more maintenance, more painting, and
more painting.
Cleaning.
What are you? We're talking about bicycles as well, Harry.
Yeah.
Is it time to get rid of them?
No, no.
What?
No, no.
Why?
No.
Why?
Walkers and horses and bicycles were there on the road before the cars and the lorries and the buses.
Yeah, but that was like a 500 years ago. Cars have been around since the 1800s.
I'm about that age myself.
Oh, Harry! What was it like before television? No, the thing is, they were around a long time ago. And I'm not saying, and this is not an anti-cycle rant, as some people will be hearing. Well, it kind of is, but I'm not saying we get rid of cycles altogether. I'm just saying in the towns, okay, in the middle of Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
We don't need people on bicycles, do we?
Well, you see a lot in London on bicycles.
You see all those
shots of London, there's bicycles all over the place.
Hey, is there anything?
Even ministers on them.
Yeah, yes.
You're swearing at policemen, allegedly.
Well, let's not get involved in that. Hey, Harry, one of my favourite things in the world, right, is I love watching old footage of London from sort of about the 1940s.
Yeah.
Because it looks familiar, but it's still quite different.
How is it different?
Because it's like a long time ago and in black and white. Thank you very much indeed. Sarah's in Kings Norton. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm a bit sweaty.
How are you?
I fell asleep in my car this afternoon in the mail. Hey, listen, right? So I'm driving up the M6, OK? And I am desperate for a wee, right? We've all had it. We've all been there. I'm coming from the M1 to the M6, right? And then there's a service station at about Junction 3 on the M6, right? And I pulled into it. Thinking, right, I'll pull over, I'll go to the toilet, I'll maybe even get a coffee, I'll have a little bite to eat. I pulled over, and I'm following the signs, and then suddenly, I'm back on the M6 again. I completely missed the bit where I was supposed to park.
Oh, I've done that.
How is that possible? Surely it should it should just be a big, you know, KFC, Wimpy's. Wimpy, gosh, how old am I? But there was, I just drove through a nice, quiet little road, and suddenly I'm back on the M6 again. I demand a recount. Sarah, what have you got for us?
I'm going back. I'm with Harry. I wanted to comment about horses particularly because I am really, really cross with drivers with horses. I'm sorry, but we are a community. I drive around the Bark Green area, and there's going to be bad accidents.
Who are you? I'm confused. Who are you angry with? The horse riders or the car drivers?
No, I have horses, right. And we 3 days. That's why I said I'm with Harry. We were there well before cars. We have a right on the road, and some of these drivers need to really slow down.
Go on. Can you not afford a car?
I've got a car as well.
Well, then sell the horse.
No, but the horse is here. The horse stays,
go and ride it in a field. Or on a bridle way.
Oh, but we go on the road as well.
But you shouldn't. That is for cars and motorbikes. How is a motorcycle supposed to do, let's say, I don't know, 70 miles an hour around tight bends if there's a danger of horses being there?
Because the motorcyclist shouldn't be doing 70 miles an hour around rural roads.
I think they can do 50. They can do 60 on site. The thing about horses, right, is they look nice, but they poop everywhere. I get that on my tyres. Thanks very much for that.
It's good for your vegetables.
Well, why don't your horses wear nappies? Because seriously, because if you had a doggy, I've been hanging out with my children too much. If you had a dog, right, and this is a serious point now, you had a dog, the dog does a whoopsie, you don't pick it up, that's an £80 fine. Now, a horse's whoopsie is like 20 times the size of a doggy's whoopsie, and yet you don't get fined. That, to me, is outrageous.
No. It's useful. Recycle it.
Well, why don't you pick it up and put it in a horsey bag?
Because that would be difficult while you're riding a horse.
It's tough! Sarah, it's time we got all of our horses off the roads.
No.
I'm going to take that as an agreement. 03... I heard you cackling away. 03453 00956. Isn't it funny? We come on planning to talk about one thing, and now we are starting a campaign to get horses off of Britain's roads. It's nice if you've got the kids in the car, because they go, oh, look at the horsey. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, the horsey's done a poo. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Isn't that brilliant? But they just clog up. Oh, yeah, horses were here first. Yeah, OK, right. And We've got cars now. Ride. I'm not saying go around, let's destroy the horses. Go and ride them in a field or on a bridleway. Just not on a road. 03453 00956.
The football phone-in with Paul France.
Today is the wake-up call.
And I'm going to put a player into the hat that I think should be dropped. Not many people, if anyone, has said it, but Sissoko.
There's more moving from the Tony Brown statue than there was from the players.
We were shocking.
Do Blues need another striker? I think they do at the moment.
You're 2-0 down and you bring on Samaras.
It was dreadful. We lack quality at both ends.
The football phone-in. Have your say with the legends. Weeknights from 6.
BBC WM.
95.6.
Mike's in Burton. Good afternoon to you, Michael. Mike? Mike?
Like,
oh, you're there. Sorry, no, Mike, start again because I had the wrong fader up because I'm an idiot. Go on.
I like some of your comments. You're a man after my own heart.
Yep.
But you don't see many horses around Birmingham. But people on bicycles, get them off the road and get them off now. I go down the ring road a lot around Birmingham and I'm sick and tired of people stopping four lanes of traffic at automatic traffic lights in order to cycle across. You're getting people with headphones on.
Oh.
You get people who haven't got a clue what the word indication means. I'm not a clairvoyant. I've had people come up my inside, pull in front of me.
Cheeky.
And I'm going to go straight over the top of one of them, the way it's going, because when I'm driving in two lanes of traffic, I'm not really, and I'm on the inside lane, really looking what's up my inside.
Oh, hang on a minute. Well, you should be looking at what's on. You should be aware of every 360 degrees around your vehicle.
I don't have to now, because whenever I come to an island or anything, I pull to within 2 inches of the curb like everybody else does and stop these dipsticks.
Well, no, Michael, while I may wish to rid the city street, certainly, of bicycles, I can't condone and encourage the use of pulling over tight to the curb to stop bicycles.
No. When you come to an island or whatever it is, if we all of us, no matter what you drive, waited your turn in the queue, there will be a lot less road rage. Just pull in. I don't care what you're in. You've come to the back of the queue. You wait your turn. I don't care what you're in. And to me, to have to worry about cyclists on clearways, on 70-mile-an-hour roads, is lunacy.
I'm going to say a name to you. Does this name mean anything to you, OK? David Prowse.
No. Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything to you.
No.
Mike, thank you very much indeed. Disappointing. David Prowse. He's in the papers. Who is he? Well, he's only one of the... He only played one of the biggest film characters of all time, guys. He's relevant to what we're talking about. 03453 00956. I'm not encouraging in any way aggression or violence towards cyclists. And you know, you should be aware of everything that's going on around you when you're in your car. But it's time to get rid of them, isn't it?
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
Rest of my-
to you, crying with the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, and no one ever knows the reason why, for the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
Take that, innit? Oh, no, I'm not. I've got a lot of respect for the Take That boys. Oh, how many of them are there now? So you don't know who David Prowse is? He played one of the biggest... Oh, here comes Ranjit. Quick, everybody hide. Quick, don't answer the phone and hide under the tables and maybe Ranjit will go away. you don't know who David Prowse is? He's in the papers today. He played one of the biggest, most known film characters of all time. And he's relevant to what we're talking about. What are we talking about? Well, do we really need bicycles in towns? We either have to say, it's all bikes... no cars, or it's all cars and no bikes, don't we? Because the two are not compatible. 03453 009956. And also, we don't want horses. Horses? I mean, we want them. They're nice things to have. I'm not just saying let's go and execute all the horses. That would be very macabre. But horses in towns, horses being ridden where there are people? No, ride them in the countryside. Ride them on a bridleway. Don't ride them in a town. It makes sense, doesn't it? Of course it does, because I'm saying it. 03453 009956. I have literally no idea who's on the travel, so we'll find out. Hello, travel. Who is it today?
Hello, Ian. It's Liz here.
Liz.
I thought I'd show up on a Friday instead of a Saturday.
You never normally. Liz saw
I thought I'd surprise you. I thought you might. I heard you were missing me on a Saturday.
It's your time you're wasting, not mine. You've only got 30 seconds for the travel now.
Well, you know.
25 seconds.
M42 going then south has a lane shut because the vehicle has broken down between 4 and 3A. That's Shirley to the M40 interchange. The M5 heading north is struggling from an accident earlier on. Breakdown as well between 2 and 1. That's all been sorted out, but between 3 and 1 and coupled with Friday afternoon traffic, Hill Zone to West Brom is looking very congested. The M6 is already struggling northbound 11 to 12 into the roadworks towards the A5 Gailey and Telford exit. Harbourne Road around Highfield Road is queuing. This is because of gas main work going on. There's temporary lights causing delays just before Five Ways. Around Oldbury is looking very congested on the ringway around the A457. All approaches to the Burntry traffic lights in Dudley are slow, and there's still an ongoing problem on the trains between Birmingham, Snowhill and Stratford because of a signalling issue. If you can update us, 08453 00288.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
More of your calls coming up after the latest news with Charlotte Harriman.
Families and friends of victims of the pub bombings will gather at a special service at Birmingham Cathedral this evening. 21 people were killed and 182 were injured back in 1972. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, has said a controversial tweet by his shadow Attorney General, Emily Thornberry, during the Rochester and Strood by-election had shown a disrespect for voters. Ms Thornberry was forced to resign after posting an image of a white van parked outside a house with England flags. Two men have died after a balcony collapsed in Knightsbridge in West London. At least six other people suffered minor injuries. Crowd control is being used at Birmingham New Street station from today due to the surge in passengers over Christmas. Network Rail say they're expecting 200,000 people a day through the station and have hired specialist staff to prevent overcrowding. And the weather, winds and heavy rain at 11 degrees Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight the rain will ease, but there will be a lot of low-lying cloud around, dipping down to 6 degrees Celsius, 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
A nice, dramatic pause. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. We're having fun this afternoon, aren't we? Aren't we? Yes, you are. I never forget going on a school trip and my nemesis of a teacher who hated me. Oh, she hated me. We ended up moving in the same street as her. Imagine living in the same street as your teacher. Oh, it was awful. I sometimes got lifts to school with her and she hated me. That's actually not a bad phone-in. Who have you lived in the street? Who's lived in your street that you've hated? That's one. And when have you seen teachers outside of school? It's the weirdest thing is seeing a teacher inside a supermarket or a department store, isn't it? I remember seeing, what was his name? The sports teacher. It doesn't matter, you won't know him. I remember seeing him in Debenhams, and it was the weirdest thing. He was still wearing a tracksuit. Anyway, we went on a school trip, and everyone ended up buying flick knives and porno magazines, as they did on these school trips. They did. It was all about buying flick knives, wasn't it? He'd always go to the gift shop and buy a flick knife. Anyway, I can't remember why I'm telling this story, but I am. So bear with me, Steve. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Basically, this teacher said, you will have fun. Hello?
Hello, Ian.
Yes. You will have fun.
I will have fun on my bike, and the horses will have fun. All us push bikes and horse rides are all going to stick together.
Oh, for goodness sakes. So there's camaraderie between slow-moving vehicles, is there?
Yeah, I don't mind horses, and I don't mind the women who ride them as well, because they always say hello to you when you cycle past.
So that's the only time you get to ride... phrase that again. That's the only time you get to speak to women, you can see where that sentence was going, is when they're riding horses.
Yeah, because my brother's best mate...
Is a horse?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great news for your brother. And what's the horse called?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her for ages. She don't ride the horses. She just showers them.
She showers them.
No, showers them.
Oh, she shows them. I'm so sorry. She shows the horses. Hey, listen, Steve. That's fine. I'm not against showing the horses. I'm not against riding the horses in the countryside. But down a road where there's cars, get out of here.
No.
Yes.
You keep the horses on the road. The cars must be more careful because the horses are on the road.
Well, the horses should make way. The horses should either go faster or they should get off of the roads. It's not. Steve, we're not living in the Wild West. It's not 1832, for goodness sakes. It's 2014.
It's like me saying to a car driver, slow down. If he don't slow down, I don't slow down on my push bike either.
Well, no, hang on a second. I don't understand. What's that? Anyway, do you agree with me, Steve? We should get rid of horses and bicycles.
No.
Oh.
No.
But who was
that? Keep the horses and the bikes on the road.
Who was David Prowse?
Don't know.
Get off my show. I heard you that time. If you hear like a muffled cackling, it's producer Jo. She's not in a box, but she can. She is so loud that she can go through soundproof glass. Do you remember back in the 70s? I tell you what you don't get now, right? You don't get loads of people squeezing into a Mini, and you don't get opera singers breaking glasses, wine glasses with their voices, their vibrato anymore. Or perfect, thank you, or whipping the tablecloths off of the table and keeping all the cutlery and the crockery on there. So, yeah, there was some bad stuff going on in the 70s. There was also some great stuff going. You don't get fat men ripping telephone books anymore, do you? Do it. No one pulls a truck with their teeth anymore. What is the world coming to, Andy? When was the last time, Andy, you saw a big fella ripping a telephone book in half?
Hello,
Andy.
Congratulations on your award, anyway.
Thank you very much, sir.
I always said you.
I think they've been in touch this week. They're looking into it, and they may be asking for it back after the last couple of shows. It doesn't matter. We'll see.
I, well, I,
can't remember now. I'm sure it was in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
She was a strong lady.
Sorry?
TV a lot.
It was a lady ripping a telephone, but was it just like the Thompson's Local or something she ripped? Because back in the day, nowadays...
Joan Rhodes, her name was.
Joan Rhodes?
Joan Rhodes, yeah.
Joan Rhodes.
She used to be on the television quite a lot.
Back in the day, right, because if you're strong now, you look fit. Right, you look fit and you look muscular. But back in the 70s and 80s, and I say this with the greatest respect, the strongest, toughest people in the world were old, fat men. Big Daddy, anybody? Big Daddy, anybody? Or here's one, the world's strongest man for, I think, 15 years in a row was Jeff Capes.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. they were big, big men. Flipping heck, I'm looking... Hang on a minute.
Hang on a minute.
I've just Googled Joan Rhodes. And gentlemen, I suggest you do exactly the same thing. For an old bit of glamour. She died 4 years ago, so probably best we don't try and get her on the show. But wow, that's how you wear a corset. Anyway, Andy.
Well, I was right then, Joan Rhodes was it?
Joan Rhodes was a London born British performer, wrestler, stuntwoman and strongwoman.
She was
a looker. I can see why she's lodged. I can see why she's lodged in your memory.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mighty Mannequin.
Sorry.
The Mighty Mannequin.
Is that what it was called?
Now, that's just some of the callers we get.
Oh right.
Andy, what have you called in for?
Well, I'm sure you wanted to know who played the part of Dave Rowe. Prowse was his name.
Well, no, I didn't. But yes, who was Dave? Who played the part of David Prowse?
I'm sure he. Well, I'm not sure, but I swear it was that Darth Vader.
Who blew up our planet? Who blew up our planet? I swear it was that Darth Vader. I swear it was that Darth Vader.
I'm sure it was, wasn't it?
Well, let's find out. Bob's on the line. Afternoon, Bob.
How you doing, Ian?
Oh, flipping it. Who was Darth Vader? No, hang on. Oh, forget. Let me try again. Bob's on the line. Good afternoon, Bob.
How you doing?
Who played the part of David Prowse?
If my memory serves me right, I'm sure he was the Green Cross Cold Man.
Gentlemen. You're both right. He was Darth Vader. I think he comes from Plymouth, so he's got quite a strong... He talks a bit like that. He's got a bit of a voice like that. I'm Darth Vader. And so he played the part of Darth Vader, right? And he did the voice of Darth Vader. And then when he went and watched the film with his kids, obviously they got rid of his voice and they had someone else doing the voice, and he was bitter for the rest of his life. Anyway, he was the Green Cross Code Man as well. He's now 79 years old. He's dressed up as the Green Cross Code Man again. It doesn't look good, Bob. It looks a little bit embarrassing.
I'll tell you what, Ian, as quick as I can, my friend.
Yes, boss.
About cyclists.
Yeah?
I might be old-fashioned, but I'd sooner have them on the road than whizzing up and down the pavements.
Well, but do we need either? Why can't we just get rid of them all? We either, in towns, it's a serious point now, Bob, and Andy, thank you for your call. Serious point, Bob. We either make towns all cars or all bicycles. We can't have both.
Well, what it is as well, like, there's quite a few people, especially men, who'd rather cycle to work as opposed to polluting the traffic, you know,
the traffic, yeah.
And I can relate to that. But what I'm getting at is the amount of even blokes, grown men, whizzing up and down the pavements, yeah. You know. Why can't they learn to cycle? Learn the highway code and come on the road.
I was in London yesterday. Hey, guess who I saw in London? Actual Stringy. I saw Peter Stringfellow. I was in a restaurant having lunch. Peter Stringfellow walked in. They couldn't seat him. He got kicked out. Anyway, and I saw a grown man, riding a scooter. You know the silver push scooters for kiddies? There was a man riding it, Bob.
Oh, no. And there's another thing as well. It's a pet hate of mine. It really, really is. As quick as I can, Ian.
Well,
you know, these you'll get like somebody who's nearly 6 foot, yes. Doesn't matter what colour or creed he is,
yep,
about good. 6 foot,
yeah.
And he's riding a 2.5 foot bicycle.
Oh, the little fold up bikes.
I don't know what they are.
Okay, yeah, trust me. 03453-009956. A point was made in the last 5 minutes. I've no idea what it was. She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as
November 21st, 1974.
We sat, I think, in the car on the Coventry Road waiting to see if she'd walk out.
The Birmingham pub bombings killed 21 people. 200 more were injured.
And, of course, then she never came out. And so we went home and I sort of knew, I think I knew then, that she was never going to come out.
This week, in a series of exclusive interviews, unheard voices relive that night.
All my hair had been burned off. I'd got shrapnel through under my armpits.
Tonight, on the 40th anniversary, hear a special documentary from 8.
There was a massive sound. I had no idea it was a bomb.
The Birmingham pub bombings, 40 years on. All this week on BBC WM 95.6.
Well worth a listen, of course. 03453 009956 is the phone number if you want to give us a call this afternoon. Well, we've started off talking about the gentleman who's got three, count them, one, two, and three flags of St George outside his house, and a shadow minister has resigned. That's nuts, isn't it? She took a picture of it. She resigned, and he gets to keep the flags. Yeah, that's England for you, mate. That's England for you, isn't it, eh? Well, I put my flags out and I'm in stress to resign. It looks awful. We then got on to talking about what other things outside houses look awful. Christmas lights. Oh, stop it. Hate it. There is something very special about the people who put Christmas lights outside their houses. It looks awful. Hey, don't ruin my street just because you're an idiot. That's my motto. I've just decided. 03453 00956. We've got onto bicycles and horses and also David Prowse. Good afternoon to you, Malcolm.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Malcolm.
And how's your throat? It must be better now by the sound of it.
It's better, although I've got two boys, 4 and 2, as I've may have mentioned once or twice.
Yeah.
And I was lying in bed with my boys trying to get them to fall asleep. And my eldest was... I was talking very closely to my eldest and he coughed into my mouth.
Oh.
He coughed into my mouth. I felt something hit the back of my throat.
Oh.
So I've probably got the lurgy again.
Oh, God blooming.
Yeah. See, the thing when you've got kids, you just... they're so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Ian, I thought I'd let
you know... Enough of the chit-chat. Let's get back into the serious stuff, yeah.
I thought... I haven't heard nobody mention about Dave Prowse, and I thought, well, I know he used to be a Mr. Britain or England finalist in bodybuilding.
Oh.
And then he became the Green Cross Code man.
That's the fella.
And then from there, he starred as Darth Vader in a couple of the Star Wars films to start with, a couple of the first ones.
Did he ever go on and do any... Because the reason I'm talking about David Prowse is because I always thought he was very poorly, but he's back in... He's dressed up as the Green Cross Code man again. It's not quite such an impact when he's 79.
No, he doesn't look quite like it now, and he looks a bit like me now.
But bless him, he was a legend back in the day. Now we haven't got Alvin Stardust. Someone has to do it. But did David Prowse do any other films?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't remember that. I know he was in them others. Because I think he started to suffer with his joints after a while.
Yeah, he did get poorly, didn't he?
Going mad with arthritis, I think.
Yeah, he did get poorly for a while, didn't he? But it's, I mean, 79-year-old men dressed up as superheroes.
Yeah,
it's not really that good. Yeah. It's not a good look.
Doesn't cut the cake.
No cake is being cut.
No.
Hey, has anybody in your street put up Christmas lights outside their house?
Not just yet, but they will do, more than likely.
It's flipping horrible, isn't it? I thought we were
I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. They do it for the kids, but sometimes you get these people who wished it was... And I think, well, how the devil can
Slade.
Afford to be like that?
Yes, well, Slade's he's a rock star, isn't he? But, listen, and I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Put your lights up in the house whenever you want. Oh, for the kids, fantastic. Don't put it outside your house and lower the value of my property, please.
It's these people that love this sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Malcolm, thank you very much indeed. If you've got lights outside your house, Christmas lights outside your house, could you phone up and just try and tell me why? Tony's texted in 81333, starting his text WM. That bloke, I won't use the word Pratt, with the flags, has covered his windows, thus causing him to use more electric to light his home. Pratt. I didn't want to say it, but it is appropriate. I thought we were facing an energy shortage. So, surely the police or the ED, not the EDL, EDF, I always confuse those two, Southern Electric, one of the electricity company should go around and say, but we might be having blackouts this Christmas. The EDL would hate blackouts. But we might be having blackouts. Can you take those lights down, please? Surely we should, shouldn't we? It's just a waste of energy. I'm not even putting the heating on at night time, right, to keep my children warm because it costs too much. Have an extra duvet, boys. Put a jumper on in bed, have an extra duvet and a hot water bottle. I'm not putting the heating on because it costs a fortune. How are these people affording to pay for it? Joe's in Tamworth. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I've got a right cob on.
You're in a bad mood, ain't you?
I am in a bad mood. I had a row with a copper earlier on, and it's kind of left me... And I was driving in, I listened to... Who's the fella? The fella who does the mid... Danny Kelly.
Oh, him.
Yeah, him. Oh. Did you hear him cheeking me?
Yeah.
He was being cheeky, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wants to be pulled down a peg.
He wants his pants pulled down. He wants to be spanked. All I ask for, Mr. Kelly, is a clean studio. Is it too much? Is it too much to ask for? It would appear it is.
He had to shift 5 chairs.
He had to do what?
Before you.
Shift.
Come on.
She had to shift 5 chairs. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Joe, what would you like to say?
Yes, Ian, I've seen some changes in my time from the 30s till now.
Yes.
And these push bikes, they come down the footpath on the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And with my scooter, they come on that bend, you can't see me and I can't see
them. Oh, well, you're one of those old people scooters. Them, yeah. You're on one of those old people scooters.
We'll ban those.
No, they're a nuisance, they're a danger.
If you want for that, Ian, I wouldn't get about with that.
Well, that's okay. Do you go on the road with yours?
I can do it, but I don't.
Good. Good.
No, I don't.
I'll
stick to the footpath.
Good. I'll let you go on the pavement. But you do often see elderly people riding those things on the road. They're not cars. They shouldn't be allowed on the road.
They got number plates, Ian.
No, they don't.
Yeah, have I got mine and a logbook?
I saw an old people. I don't know what we call them. Those old buggies. I saw one done up to look like a Harley Davidson the other day. It looked cool, but if it had gone on the road, he'd have got short shrift from me.
According to the police, Ian, after a certain speed, you've got to have number plates.
Well,
the big ones. If they catch you on the road or on the footpath, they can check the scooter.
Did you say that they have logbooks?
Yeah, I've got a logbook, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, we don't pay for it.
Are you sure you're not talking about, a
proper logbook like a car. I've got one for my car because I've finished driving now.
Yeah.
And I got one for my scooter.
Well, I don't want to say that you're lying, Joe.
No, I'll tell you what, Ian.
I'm thinking it.
I'll print one out and
Don't print out a copy of your logbook for me, please. That really is probably illegal. Probably illegal and leaving you open to all kinds of crimes. Hey, what about this Russian website yesterday that apparently it can, if you've got like a webcam or something or a baby monitor, then Russians could be watching your children and watching you. There was one woman who said, yeah, well, I was in the bath using my laptop and the Russians what were you using a laptop for in the bath? And also, what the hell is the website? I spent all day Googling yesterday. I couldn't find it. Don't tease us, BBC News. Don't tease us, Daily Mail, telling us there's a website where we can watch webcams and then people in the bath and then not tell us what the URL is. Chris, did you hear that story? Did you hear that sentence?
Have you put a code in there?
Sorry, Chris, what are you talking about? Oh, Joe, you still there, Joe?
Yeah. Have you put a code in?
No, you should. Sorry.
You're going to print a code in that I can get into you. Yeah?
Yes, Chris.
Yes, mate.
Do you know what Joe's talking about now?
I haven't got a clue.
Joe, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Do you know what this website is, Chris?
No, but I can find out for you.
Please do. Send me an email. Ian.lear, bbc.co.uk. What have you got for us, Chris?
Cyclists.
Yes.
They should be banned when they're age over 16. 16 or over, they should be banned from riding the bike.
Oh, tell me why. Or as they say in France, pourquoi?
Well, the bikes are for kids, aren't they? They shouldn't be allowed on the road. That's what I say.
Just say that sentence one more time.
Bicycles are for kids. Anybody over the age of 16 should not be riding a bike on the roads.
Mate, the best lines for this argument have come from callers today. We have one fella who compared bicycles with horses, saying they're old-fashioned, and Chris has just pwned every single bicycle owner. He's right. Bikes are for kids. Of course they are.
All kids want a bike for Christmas. or for their birthday.
Yeah.
And when you were 16, 17, did you ask your old man or your mum for a bike?
I wanted driving lessons, my son.
Exactly. Nobody wants a bike when they're 16, 17.
Chris.
If you want to keep fit, go and jog in the countryside or something.
Chris, listen, I'm gonna end it there because that is the perfect call. He's right, isn't he? Bikes are for kids, and the Beatles are for dancing.
One, two, three, five!
Every now and then, I just remember how flipping good the Beatles are. I went to a record fair last week, right, in London. I went the week before, but it wasn't on. I went a week early, and I went last week, and I bought some Beatles, and I bought some bits and pieces. I saw the most amazing LP. This is a genuine LP, okay? And I saw it was £15, a guy I'd never heard of before. And I saw it, and I thought, do you know what? I'm having that because it's the best name of a record, the best name of an artist I've ever, ever heard in my life. This is a genuine record. I'll tweet the picture a bit later on. It was a pianist, and the album was called An Introduction to Wayne King. I swear to God, that's his name. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Liz Saul.
Thank you, Ian. The M42 going south has a lane out. A vehicle has broken down between 4 and 3A, the A34 to the M40 interchange. Friday afternoon, traffic is already claiming parts of the M6 heading north 11 to 12. That's looking very congested as you make your way towards the A5 around Telford and Gailey and in the roadworks section as well. Gas main works around Birmingham, Harbourne Road at the junction with Highfield Road are causing queues still just before Five Ways. A temporary light's in place. And the M5 is looking very congested between 2 and the M6.
All this week on BBC WM 95.6.
I think I knew then that she was never going to come out.
Massive sound. I had no idea it was a bomb.
The Birmingham pub bombings, 40 years on.
BBC WM 95.6.
It's 3 o'clock. Let's get the news now. Here's Charlotte Harriman.
Tonight, a memorial service will take place at Birmingham Cathedral for the 21 people who were killed by IRA bombs in two city centre pubs exactly 40 years ago. Six men who were jailed for their murders later had their convictions quashed. Despite a recent review of the evidence, West Midlands police say new prosecutions are unlikely. One of the survivors, Robin Tye, was 19 at the time.
The sound was louder than anything you can imagine. It was so loud, it was more than a sound. It was a body shock, an ear shock. Once I'd woken up, and I think I was knocked out by this wagon wheel which knocked me, I could see little bits of light, which were like fireflies. It was phosphorus burning, I now know.
The Labour MP for Dudley North, Ian Austin, has condemned the former Shadow Attorney General, Emily Thornberry, for tweeting a photo of a terraced house with English flags and a white van during the Rochester by-election campaign. Ms Thornberry has resigned and apologised after her tweet was derided as sneering by other politicians, including some in her own party. Earlier, she defended the picture, describing it as remarkable. Ian Austin says that was offensive.
I don't see what's remarkable about hard-working people driving white vans. There's lots of people like that in Dudley. I don't see what's remarkable about flying the flag for your country. I mean, I do that. It gave the impression that people like her are sneering at ordinary people, people I'm proud to stand up and come down to London and represent. And that's why I think that it was incredibly unhelpful. And that's why I think she's done the right thing in standing down.
Two men believed to be from a removal company have died after falling from a balcony in Knightsbridge in West London. It's thought they were trying to move a sofa at the time. Six other people were treated for minor injuries. The health and safety executive is to hold an investigation. UKIP's new MP for Rochester and Strood has urged other politicians to defect to the party. Mark Redless, a former Conservative, won the by-election by polling almost 3,000 more votes than the Tories. Labour were third and the Greens fourth. Crowd control is being used at Birmingham New Street station from today due to the surge in passengers over Christmas. Network Rail says they're expecting 200,000 people a day through the station and have hired specialist staff to prevent overcrowding. Pat Power from New Street station told BBC WM what will be happening.
We kind of work on a 75% capacity of crowding, whereby we restrict access to the platform and we restrict access to the concourse level and then again restrict access to the station. We see the excess of about 200,000 people using the station during the weekends throughout the Christmas market, so it's kind of critical we implement this measure.
Finally, the weather. Winds and heavy rain with temperatures at 11 degrees Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, the rain will ease, but there will be cloud around at 6 degrees Celsius, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And looking at the weekend, tomorrow, patchy rain in the morning, then drier with sunshine in the afternoon. Highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and wet to start with on Sunday. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Afternoon, guys. Ian Lee, BBC W. I am very, very out of breath. Very out. We had a little run around the studio there during the news to up our spirits and then exhaust me. I'm so unfit and I'm getting a little bit fatty. Anyway, that's by the by. What have we talked about the first hour? Well, the fella who's got the flags outside of his house, I think that Labour MP was right to illustrate it and highlight it. It's horrible. If my neighbour had flags outside his house, I'd have a little knock on the door and say, come on, man, what are you doing? I tell you what's worse than flags outside the house is paper flags from the Sun, when they sometimes do their cut out and keep and you stick them in the window. Awful. Christmas lights outside. Terrible things. Things that make houses in your streets worse. We're also talking about cycling. Jeremy Vine got in trouble for cycling. Oh, who cares? But the thing I like about that is he wore those little... He's got a little helmet cam, hasn't he, on his head. And I'm kind of tempted to get one because I could film all the abuse I get here at work. Yeah, exactly. I film it now. I'd film all of the abuse I get in the streets and then I'd upload it and make $1 million. I like the helmet cams on the head. I like them. I like one of those. It'd be kind of cool. So anyway, cyclists in cities. It's time we either went all bicycles or all cars, obviously. 03453 009956, and isn't it time we got rid of horses? I'm not being cruel. I'm not saying let's go around and shoot them. Fine, keep them in the countryside. Keep them in a paddock. Oh yeah, keep them in a stable, but just don't ride them on roads. Makes sense, doesn't it, Andy?
Of course it does, mate.
Of course it does. You're right, fella. What you got for us, mate?
I just love the music you're playing.
It's great,
isn't it? Some brilliant stuff.
We've had the Beatles, we've had Blondie.
We had Blondie. I've got Plectrum.
Does he know?
He threw it to you.
What? Say, get away! Get away! Get out of here! Get out of here, Andy!
Get away!
Get away from me, Andy! Quick, let me flick this Plectrum at you and hope it distracts you long enough so that I can run away.
You really are a wind-up merchant.
Not in the slightest. Blondie, Debbie Harry, was and indeed is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yay! Hot potatoes.
Cool she is. But I've got a...
Plectrum. Yeah.
He went to see him in concert.
Fantastic. Well, great phone call, Andy.
I love you and I hate you because...
oh, man, I love you and I hate you at the same time, but I love you... I would say I love you 60% and I hate you 40%. How does that... Is that good?
Probably.
Do you want a cuddle? I can go home via Walsall if you want a cuddle later on. Yeah?
Let's go for that.
Andy, let's go for it. Get that guy's address. I'm going to go for a little cuddle with Andy and Walsall on the way home. We're talking about bicycles. We're prompted by the story in a lot. Thank you, Andy. You're a good sport. But by the way, actually, do you know what, Andy? That's it. We can go off on. Andy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
You got any other rock and roll memorabilia?
Yeah.
I tell you what, what have you got?
I've got a signed picture by David Bowie.
Did you meet him? Or did you buy it?
I didn't meet him. I had to buy it.
Yeah. I tell you why, I'm a big fan of the Monkees, Andy, and I have just put a bid on eBay. Is this macabre or sombre, or is it quite cool? I've just put a bid on eBay. Davy Jones, member of the Monkees, someone has posted up Davy Jones's MRI scans on eBay. I've just put a bid in.
And you know why Bowie changed his name?
Hello? Oh, because of Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Yeah, exactly.
Bowie's real name was Davy Jones.
Yeah, his real name is David Robert... Jones.
Andy, listen, it's nice to talk to you, mate. Make sure you call again. Maybe give us a call tomorrow. The show's on Saturdays. It's 3 hours long and there's no music. We've got a bit longer to kind of speak and chat. And I want to talk to you some more, Andy. I've put a bid on eBay, David Jones and the Monkees, an MRI scan. Is that weird? Is that too macabre? Producer Joe seems to think so. Ah, it's a bit of fun. Talking about bicycles. Is it time? We either have to say that cities are for bikes or they're for cars. They're not compatible, are they? Carlton Reid joins me now. He's author of Roads Were Not Built for Cars. Afternoon, Carlton.
Good afternoon.
We have to get rid of one or the other. They don't work together, do they? Cars and bikes.
Of course you don't have to get rid of one or the other. Oh. A, because that's not going to happen. And B, because everybody needs to get around, so we need pedestrians, we need cyclists, we need motorists, all to just get along and share.
Why?
So that's what a lot of this is about.
Why do we need to? If we said, look, you can't have any, let's say, you can't have any cars in the city, it's all pedestrians, it's all buses, it's all public transport and bicycles, it would be safer and it would be more efficient and it would certainly be better for the environment, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and lots of cities are doing that. Helsinki, for instance, has got a goal to be a completely car-free city within 20 years.
So it's a good idea.
Other cities will do the same. It's certainly a practical idea because cars are quite wide things and they can't fit in a lot of roads that we've got at the moment, so it does make sense to do things like
that. Or it could go the other way. We get rid of bicycles and we say, right, no more bicycles. They're a pain in the backside. They break the law. They jump through traffic lights. They're annoying. They're rude. They're driven by aggressive idiots.
Motorists are breaking the law. Is that what you're talking about?
No, cyclists.
But motorists do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Would you rather get hit by a cyclist breaking the law or speeding along or a car speeding along?
But Carlton,
the answer to that is pure physics.
Carlton. You were prepared to indulge the idea of getting rid of cars, but once the idea is being proposed of getting rid of bicycles, you won't even pursue that train of thought.
No, I will pursue it as much as you want. And in fact, I advocate that in many streets. For instance, I live in Newcastle upon Tyne. We have a street called Northumberland Street. It used to be the A1. It's now a pedestrian route. In peak times, absolutely, there should be no bicycles along that street because there are thousands and thousands of pedestrians along that street. It's just you've got to go with what's the best thing for a city. And in that particular scenario, walking is clearly best. Mental to take cars down there. Probably best not to take bikes.
But again, Carlton, you don't seem to be prepared to indulge the fantastical discussion of what would happen if we kept cars and get rid of bicycles. Why is that? Why do you think that bicycles are so important to our cities?
Well, they're more efficient for a start because they are very thin, they're very fast, as Jeremy Vine has shown. They can nip along for a bit, and they're very practical. Cars, the trouble with cars, I'm a car driver as well. But I certainly don't take my car into the city centre because they're slower than a coach and a horse from 120 years ago. That is crazy to take a car into a city centre.
Well, it's not really, because within the car you can listen to music or you can listen to the radio. If it rains, you don't get wet. You're not.
Yeah, they're great for sitting in traffic jams, but how daft is that?
Just well, no, I was
a
driving
jam listening to a radio.
I was listening to. It was one of my favourite things to do. Is a little bit of peace. I was driving through central London yesterday, no problem whatsoever.
And you're paying the congestion charge?
No, because I didn't cross the line. I just was driving on the Marylebone Road, so I didn't have to pay. I'm clever, me.
Yeah. Sounds it.
Huh?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, good. Okay. It's just that the bicycle. I mean, of course, cars break the law, but so do bicycles. I see more bicycles jumping through red lights than. Oh man, I got shouted at by a guy on a bike the other day, right? Because I dared to cross a zebra crossing, and he didn't want to stop.
It's called cognitive dissonance. Basically, you don't see any of the cyclists not breaking the law. You only see the ones that do break the law.
No, that's not true. Carlton.
But the ones that...
Carlton,
it's not a majority breaking the law.
That's not true.
It is not a majority breaking the law. All stats show it's a tiny, tiny minority.
Yeah, but the last person to shout at me on a zebra crossing was a plum on a bike. So that's
And I've had motorists shout at me, but these are anecdotes. We've got to talk at statistical whole population levels, not anecdotes by Radio Shock Jock.
Who's the Radio Shock Jock?
Well, the way you're being quite aggressive and the way you're interrogating me.
Well, no, Carlton. If you can't stand a questioning, this isn't America in 1986. Radio shock jocks.
I can stand the questioning,
but you seem to be getting a little bit upset by it.
No, I'm not getting upset.
Well, you've just called me a radio shock jock. I've not called you an idiot on a bike, have I? I've not resorted to insults.
How is radio shock jock an insult?
Because it's a lazy term for something that doesn't actually exist. I'm not a shock jock.
You're trying to deliberately wind me up, and I'm not getting wound up. You're deliberately trying to be provocative, which is the actions of a shock jock. Because you're saying crazy things like banning bicycles.
Why is that crazy? You've indulged. You're being a little bit selfish and a little bit rude, if I'm completely honest. You're hurting my feelings. Because I've not said anything.
I do apologise.
And now you're being sarcastic. I've not said anything that I don't believe in. You've indulged the fantasy of getting rid of cars from cities. If I bring up the fantasy of getting rid of bicycles from cities, I'm being deliberately argumentative and shocking.
Well, perhaps you weren't listening when I said it's perfectly fine for Northumberland Street not to have bicycles on it because there are thousands and thousands of pedestrians. Maybe you didn't hear that bit where I completely agreed with you. But then
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying we should have a street where it's pedestrianised. I'm saying maybe we can indulge the fantasy of getting rid of bicycles and keeping cars. Maybe you didn't hear what I'm saying, Carlton.
That is shock jock territory.
No, it's not. Why is that shock jock territory? Why can't you have a conversation about it?
Because it's fantasy stuff. It's hypothetical.
But that's not shock jockery.
This guy's a plum.
Cities are advocating.
No, I'm not going to come on. He's being a plum.
Carlton. Not advocating getting rid. I thought we weren't having insults here. You just called me a plum.
Yeah, you're being a plum, Carlton, because it's not shock jockery to indulge in a fantasy conversation and look at hypotheticals.
It's when you're using hypotheticals and hypotheticals.
Oh, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. 03453 009956. when you're talking about stuff, if you're going to indulge one fantasy, you have to indulge another fantasy. What, just because it doesn't go with your fantasy line, then that's not shock jockery. Hey, you want shock jockery? I can go back to 1986 and do it. But that's not... I'm Ranjit.
Hiya, mate.
I never thought you'd be the light amongst the shade.
I can be anything you want me to, mate.
Yeah, I know, apart from a good caller. What have you got for us?
Okay, listen, why are you calling everybody plum today?
Because every turns out everybody's being a plum today.
You know, last week you said you went to university. Did you go to university?
Well, did I say I went to university?
Yeah.
I went to university.
What did you study?
Don't matter.
Well, it does matter.
Yeah, it's not important.
Okay. I'm going to
performing
give you
arts.
I'm going to give you a listen before I get
performing
on.
Arts. I studied Ranjit. Can
oh,
you...
did you? I'm going to. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a, before I come on to what I want to talk. I'm going to give you a lesson in something.
Oh, here we go. Okay, here okay. comes the Ranjit special.
Write
yes.
this down, right?
Yes, go. Yes, yes, Ranjit.
R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Hang on. Say that. R-E-A.
D-I-N-G.
Yep.
What does that say?
Reading.
Okay, if you...
just near Slough, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, listen, if you put after that, glasses, what does that say?
Reading glasses. What, have you got to go to Specsavers?
No, it doesn't.
What?
It says reading glasses.
Reading glasses, yeah, go. Yes.
So if you were saying I was going to Reading,
yes.
it's the same way it's spelled.
Right, okay.
Same as what B-A-N-E spells, Bane.
Right, can I ask what on earth you're talking about, Ranjit?
Remember Brisbane?
Oh, right.
That's it. That's
what is he? Ranjit is referring to something last week.
Yes.
We had so many complaints about the way I spoke to you.
You did, because he was calling me a plum.
Yeah, well, can you believe how ridiculous some people are?
Well, that's what you're there for. Ranjit,
can we just take off our you being the idiot caller and me being the suave, good-looking radio host
hats for a second?
Can we just take those hats off for a second?
Yeah.
You can take the banter, can't you?
I take the banter, mate. I told you last week.
And I can take the banter.
Yeah, I told you you're not intelligent enough to...
He's put his hat back on before I got mine on. Okay.
You're not intelligent enough to annoy me.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Sorry?
Anyway,
I don't think
banter,
you're intelligent
back
enough
back
to get
bike,
annoyed.
Yeah.
Yes, Ranjit.
You know what I hate about the bike?
Yeah, go on.
Is, listen, you know that caller, he says he comes right up to the pavement so they can't undertake him.
Yes.
So you get these smug bikes, people on bikes, at traffic lights. They look at you... go through the red light and they carry on pedalling through till you get to the next light and you meet them again.
Yeah.
And these people like that smoke, those vapors, yeah?
Oh, yeah, the vapists.
They're so smug. That's what I hate about... So if you're going to have people on the road who are going to be cyclists, they've got to obey and they're going to be punished by the same kind of punishment as you and I get.
Listen, everybody has to obey the rules. And I think it's bad when drivers disobey the rules as well. But, you know, it's but I think, in fact, I have spoken to cyclists in the past who they do have a smugness about, not talking about our guest just then, but they do have a smugness about them because they are cyclists and because they're fair and they're being, good for the environment and stuff like that. And they kind of, they feel they are holier than thou.
Same as what you are. You're quite smug, aren't you? Because you can cut people off.
Ranjit, never cut people off.
Yeah, but you do.
No, I don't, mate. But
How many have you cut off today?
Sorry?
How many have you cut off?
I don't cut anybody off. Let's go to Millie in Aston. Good afternoon, Millie.
Yeah. I'm killing myself.
You're going to do what to yourself?
I'm dying with laughter then.
You are?
I am dying with laughter.
What do you want us to do? Can we call an ambulance?
No. Oh. Because Ranjit is good. When he said R-E-A-D-I-N-G, I say Reading myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I just came from, Reading.
Please don't say Ranjit is good, because that sentence...
Ranjit is all right.
He's all right. I wouldn't say you were good, Ranj.
I am good.
Yeah,
there we go. He won't put the phone down, will he? He won't go away.
You're
Ranjit.
Winds him up and you winds me up.
Ranjit, go away.
No.
Okay.
What would you like, Millie? You talk to Ranjit. I'm going to turn my microphone off. You talk to
Ranjit. Okay, Ranjit.
Hiya, Millie. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, me and you can speak roast him now, can't we?
Right. I was walking down the road, on the sidewalk.
Yep.
And a bicycle guy was behind me, which I never knew about.
Yep.
And when he got closer to me, instinct, I put my hand out and I knocked him off the bike.
Well done.
But I never looked back at him. I just carry on less than there.
Yeah, well done.
No.
This is why I have to. This is why you. Could, you two, no, 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 no,
what
no.
What happened, Ranjit?
No, shh.
Excuse me. Okay.
Sorry.
Ramsey?
Yeah?
What happened? The bicycle guys think they own the sidewalk, but they don't.
No.
No, you don't. They don't got a bell on their bicycle to ring to let you know that them are there. You know what I mean?
Right. They shouldn't be on the pavement anyway.
No.
That's right.
Okay, you can't... Right, Millie, you can't come on bragging you knocked someone off a bike, and Ranjit, you can't then go, well done.
I was wrong. You shouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, but no, you can't brag that you knocked someone... I'm not in any way condoning or encouraging
not
violence.
Not bragging, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but then Ranjit went, yeah, well done.
Yeah.
No, for goodness sake.
Well done, yeah. Yeah, no. That's good of me.
She never done it on purpose.
Well, she's now just
instinct, you know me, Ranjit. Just put my hand out to save myself.
You're now just saying I did good.
Isn't it, Ranjit?
Yeah, I think.
I was protecting myself. He could have knocked me down.
Yeah, man.
So that's right. You know what I mean? Tell him there, man.
Yeah, I think Millie's right.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. But with the car, I need the car because I need to get my.
Two still there?
I'm still here.
Millie?
Yes, I'm here.
For goodness, why have you not gone?
Because you're not supposed to cut us off. You're supposed to wait till we complete our sentence.
Well, you've been banging on for ages about nothing.
No, that wasn't nothing. That was something. Suppose I'd have got knocked off the bicycle. You come and look for me in hospital. I could have died.
I wouldn't come and look for you.
I got knocked down, you know, before bicycle when I was about 4 or 5.
Right
in Barbados.
Okay, right. Ranjit.
And I know it's very hard.
Yeah, right. Shush, Millie. Ranjit.
Yeah.
Chris has tweeted, top bloke that Ranjit. His chip shop is freezing, though.
I know, man. It is freezing.
Could you turn the heating up, Ranj?
I will.
Could you put the phone down now?
Listen, can I just do one?
Of course you can. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What fun and games we're having this afternoon, everybody. Aren't we? Bicycles. Let's get rid of them for city centres. I was unsure. Now I know for sure. Now I know for sure I'm on a crusade to get rid of them. And all, but horses as well, man. What are people still doing riding horses? It's just showing off, isn't it? It's just showing off that you can afford a pair of jodhpurs, surely. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Liz.
Thanks, Ian. The M42 going south has the lane shut. A vehicle has broken down between 4 and 3A. That's the A34 to the M40 interchange. North on the M6, Friday afternoon traffic is snarling along 11 to 12 in the roadworks. That's the Cannock exit to the Gailey and Telford turn at the A5. The M5 going north struggles between 2 and the M6 interchange. That's from the Oldbury junction. Round Kidderminster, we're getting word of problems in Broadwaters. On Chester Road North, it's partially blocked both ways. It's the A449. Around Hercut Road because of an accident just prior to the Rose Theatre. That's at the traffic lights there. It's causing delays in both directions. Harbourne Road in Birmingham at Highfield Road is queuing in the gas main works around there. There's temporary lights in place. Struggling on all approaches to the Burntree traffic lights in Dudley. And you still have disruption on public transport on trains through Birmingham Snowhill because of a signalling issue in the Stratford area. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel 08453 002288.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Let's get the news now. Here's Charlotte Harriman.
A special service to mark the 40th anniversary of the Birmingham pub bombings will be held at the city's cathedral this evening. 21 people died and 182 were injured in the explosions in 1974. And after the service, a vigil will be held at the memorial in the graveyard. The Labour MP for Dudley North, Ian Austin, has condemned the former Shadow Attorney General Emily Thornberry for tweeting a photo of a terraced house with English flags and a white van during the Rochester by-election. Earlier, she defended the picture, describing it as remarkable. Ian Austin says that was offensive. Two men believed to be from a removal company have died after falling from a balcony in Knightsbridge in West London. It's thought they were trying to move a sofa at the time. Six other people were treated for minor injuries. New crowd control measures have started at Birmingham New Street Station. During the station's reconstruction, Network Rail are looking to prevent overcrowding during the festive season. Looking at the weather, winds and heavy rain at 11 degrees Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, the rain will ease, but there will be a lot of low-lying cloud around, dipping down to 6 degrees Celsius, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And looking at the weekend, Saturday, patchy rain in the morning, then drier with sunshine in the afternoon. Highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Afternoon. Having fun. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. It's been a fiery show, full of spunk, vim and vigour. Hasn't it just? If you're enjoying this, and who wouldn't be? Saturdays as well, producer Joe and I will be. Hang on a second, she's bunking off. Me and... you're bunking off tomorrow. Be me and some other chancer filling in. I think we'll get by between 9 and 12 tomorrow. And the show on Saturday is kind of similar, but it's a bit, there's a bit more breathing room. There won't be as good without you, Joe, of course. There's a bit of breathing room, and we don't play music, and it's 3 hours, and we can kind of, you know, go with the callers a little bit longer. So, we've been talking about we should definitely get rid of bicycles from the city centre. We should probably should also get rid of horses. I don't understand. Lucy, why do people still ride horses?
Why do people ride horses? Well, because it's fun and it's a good pastime, isn't it?
Well, is it? Why?
Well, because it's not just about riding the horse. It's about looking after the horse, and you have a lovely bond with your horse, and you have to exercise them to keep them fit. So, you know, if you want to go from A to B, you've got to get them off the yard, and sometimes they have to go on the road. So, and it, you know, to do with horses on the road, I think road tax now is based on emissions, isn't it? It's not, you know,
horses emit quite a lot, and no one clears it up. You guys should have
true.
To. You guys, listen, if dog owners get fined for their dogs doing a whoopsie and not being cleaned up, you guys should be fined thousands of pounds.
Well, I used to think that actually before I had a horse.
Yeah,
that was my view. But now that I have one, I realise how impractical it would be, and actually how quite it would be dangerous if we had to stop, you know, to try and get it up off the road.
Horse nappies.
Because we would have no way of controlling the horse.
Horse nappies.
Ian, I just want to tell you as well, my 10-year-old son, he thinks you're brilliant because
oh,
he said, He's ever so argumentative, isn't he, that Ian?
Oh, no. I forget that young ears listen to this nonsense, and I kind of... Yeah, I know. Well, in that case, I apologise for the last 30 minutes of broadcasting, because that's not a good example to set your young boy... Does he like horses?
Yes.
I like... Listen, and this isn't an anti-horse rant. I'm now, due to the last 30 minutes, completely anti-bicycle. But I like horses. Horses are beautiful. Horses are wonderful, wonderful creatures. I bet it's great fun riding it. And boy, oh boy, those jodhpurs and boots work for me. But go and ride them, you know, through fields and on a bridle path.
Yeah, no. You see, I agree with what you're saying, and ideally we wouldn't just be going out riding on the streets because it's a bit boring, to be honest. We have to go really slow and we have to deal with idiotic cart users. I mean, you know, I had a wonderful Audi driver come past me the other day shouting horse extremely loudly as he roared past me, which, you know, you have to deal with a lot of idiots. But, you know, it's the, you know, if we come off our yard to get to somewhere green, very often we've got to go via a road.
What's your horse called?
Rumba.
What?
Rumba.
What? Yeah. I heard, yes, Ellen, you say it very well. Why are we allowed to give... Because most other pets don't have silly names, do they? But horses... Where's the tradition come of giving horses ridiculous names?
I'm not sure, really. He was called something else when I had him, but I didn't like it, so I changed it.
Yeah, we've got.
I'd lost a dog called Samba, so that was where Rumba came from.
We've got a rabbit called Benji Bunny. We've got a cat called Velvet. I didn't call her that, but I unlike you, I couldn't rename an animal once I've got it because I think that's weird. It's like getting an adopted kid and saying, "Yeah, we don't like the name Tony. We're going to call you Mark." And we've got some stick insects. I think they're all called Sticky Licky. Those I've got two young boys. Those kind of names kind of make sense. But the horses you get, you know, like Zainab Badawi's Pet Hate and things like that. It's weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird, but horse people are a bit weird.
Yeah. Lucy, thank you very much indeed. You see? Nail, head, hit. She just did it. 03453-00956 is the telephone number. Let's do some of these. Matt says, the Beatles were and still are... Whoa, Matt! The Beatles? I feel sorry for people that don't like the Beatles. I feel sorry for them. They're missing out on so much. John, talking about the fellow who's got the flag of St George out of his window. Three of them. He is patriotic. Patriotic? He is patriotic and not racist or a snob. MP needs sacking for being racist to English. John, wow. OK, he's patriotic. Well, if he loved England that much, surely he'd have, I don't know, clean flags up that were hung properly. I don't know. I would have thought if you're going to display a flag, display it properly with clean ones. Not a racist. I never said he was a racist. I don't think that the flag of St George necessarily implies racism or a snob. MP needs sacking for being racist to English. I don't know what that means, John. The MP that stood down, she was racist to the English. I don't know how. Didn't she tweet something like, hashtag Rochester, where UKIP are expected to win a by-election? She didn't say anything else. Asif says, I'm 32, I ride a bike. It's not for kids. It takes me 25 minutes to get home from Aston. And if I get the bus, it takes me 1 hour 30. At least you're limited how fast you can go on. It's not like cars. I see loads of people driving at stupid speeds and on the phone, yet God knows how they get away with it. And anonymous, it would be anonymous, wouldn't it? With comment to you moaning about Christmas lights outside houses, you're forgetting to say bar humbug after your comments.
take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. It was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
Got to love Joan Jett. If you don't, then you are dead in the soul. Yeah? So, 03453 00956. You can give us a call on the stuff we're talking about. You can also give us a call on this. The great thing in the Sun, Clairvoyant Day 2. Stars medium shows how to use your own powers. She's a medium to the stars. Here are some of the stars that she's worked with. Kim Kardashian, Tracy Emin, Sunita. I heard that one. I heard that one through the glass. And she's teaching you how to be a psychic. When really, come on, guys. It's all bullshine, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, the show's official ghost hunter and ghost psychic is Sandria Mosses. Good afternoon, Sandria.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. There's this woman in the papers. She's a psychic to the stars, Kim Kardashian, Tracy Emin and Sunita. And she's telling us that we can all learn how to do... Come on, Sandria. This crystal healing, for example, that's nonsense, isn't it?
Well, you can actually teach people to start to tune into your gift. Children are born psychic, Ian. You know, it's you only have to watch a child, you know, six-week-old baby. Why are they staring up the corner? What are they smiling at something? They're born psychic. And as we grow up, we lose the gift. And you can teach people to start to use their gift. It doesn't mean you can teach them to be able to read for other people. It doesn't mean you can teach them to be able
But babies just stare into corners because they're babies. They haven't. They've not learnt to focus on, like, the good stuff, like Jeremy Kyle yet. Have they?
If it's probably focusing on the Jeremy Kyle that makes them lose their ability to use their psychic gift.
That destroys our souls. Listen, and Sandra, we've met and I love you and I think you're brilliant. I think, you know, you're bonkers, but I think you're brilliant. I used to buy into all this stuff. Years and years ago, I went on a crystal healing course. And what happened was I paid a very nice lady £50 and me and some middle-aged women would go to her house every Thursday night and we'd, you know... touch each other's auras up and fiddle about with our crystals and stuff. It doesn't really work, does it?
Do you know, I think it does. It's not like going to the doctors and getting a prescription for antibiotics.
Yeah.
You know, crystal healing is very, very subtle. And you must have believed. What's happened to you? What's happened to your gift? What's happened to your belief?
Oh. Oh.
You, what's happened to your gift? What's happened to your belief?
Well, yeah. I think I just grew up. And I want you to grow up, Sandria. All right, let's get the other stuff here, right? Come on, now, come on. Even the most psychic people will admit that angel cards are nonsense.
I totally agree with you.
They're rubbish, aren't they?
Yep. Yes, I don't, to be honest now, I don't believe in angel cards. I don't... they're not something that I believe in. But I have to say, tarot cards, proper old-fashioned tarot cards, they've been around 4,000 years.
Oh.
In ancient Egypt times, that they would pull a card for guidance.
Couldn't it? Right, OK, let's assume... Maybe you'll allow me to have a fantasy conversation without jumping down my neck. Let's assume that this stuff is real, OK? Can anyone learn to do it?
not saying you could teach somebody to read cards or to talk to somebody else's loved one on the other side. I don't think it takes a long, long time to teach somebody to be a medium. It's a long process. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes a long, long time. I mean, I was taught. I mean, I didn't start working as a medium until I was in my 30s. Late 30s when I started to use my gift. So you can tune it in, but you can't do it for everybody. It doesn't mean you can get them to a standard where they can read for other people. I could probably teach you to try and learn to use your intuition, that little voice that says to you, don't do it.
Oh, God, you need to learn. I need to learn to listen to the voice that says don't do it, because I'm always doing it and getting in trouble.
So there's always that little voice that says to you.
Voodoo.
You
know, what about voodoo? Does voodoo work?
I think, unfortunately, voodoo is a very dangerous thing, and it does work.
Wow, really? What? So someone could get some of my hair and make a little dolly out of me, and I would, and they could do bad things to me?
I don't think somebody just like myself. I think you've got some proper voodoo practitioners. Yeah. You know, that's very, very much so that comes from the Caribbean. And you know that I wrote a book, Vanquishing Ghosts and Demons, and I actually went to a property where somebody that was being free of charge, and it was quite clear this was something that had been sent. Something that had been sent and was tormenting her and tormenting her family, and it was going nowhere until it had done what it was set to do, which would bring her bad luck.
Sandra,
and harm.
How's your book doing?
It's going quite well, thank you.
Give it a little plug and let us know where we can buy it.
At the moment, it's available on Amazon, and I believe Waterstones in Wolverhampton are stocking it. Watkins in London are stocking it, and hopefully some of the other Waterstones. I believe it's under review at Waterstones, so hopefully it'll be stocked in the other Waterstones.
What's it called?
Too. It's called Vanquishing Ghosts and Demons
by Sandra Mosses. Sandra, I always love to talk to you. Speak to you again soon.
Yeah, you take care.
Cheers.
Where you go?
Bye bye. There we go. 03453 009956. I love Sandra. She's a good sport, and I think she, thoroughly believes in what she's doing. And she does do a lot of stuff for free. But really? Chakras? Tarot cards? Crystal healing?
Tune in and enjoy the ride.
Plans to build a so-called mega mosque in Dudley have been given the go-ahead. I really want to hear from people in Dudley this morning how you feel about this.
There is a lot of ill feeling towards this, you know, that's going back a long time.
A new hero for mid-mornings.
Right, I want to ask you this morning, do we need to ban smoking in cars carrying children?
It's just not fair on the children. It's really selfish.
Danny Kelly.
That's going to be a very prickly conversation, isn't it? If you are a fat employee, for your boss to say, excuse me, Danny, what's happened? You banged a bit of weight on.
I think it's disgusting, and it's just starting a whole new ball rolling, is it, of people not caring about themselves.
Danny Kelly, weekdays from 9.
BBC WM 95.6.
We were going to have a bit of Neil Diamond. I fancy a bit of Neil Diamond. Just give me a second, though, because I just want to see... No, we'll have this.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. Used to hate to leave.
Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh, and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned
I could learn how to tell you goodbye. Say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Oh, come on, guys. I won't be going to the concerts. I couldn't get wheelchair accessible seats for my mum. Neil Diamond doesn't like people in wheelchairs. Hey, well, so I'm a Celebrity is failing, isn't it? Everyone's dropping out. Gemma Collins has dropped out. Craig Charles has dropped out. Understandable. I don't know why she dropped out. Just because she was a bit mardy. Was it? She was a bit miserable. So she pulled out. We all know why Craig Charles pulled out. And you would do, wouldn't you? It's really not going very well at all. I'm glad I said no to this series, because I would have been in a dud series. They asked me, and I said no. I'm not having any of that. Has anyone actually seen any of The Celebrity this year? I've not watched it. Not watched it in the slightest. I don't mind a bit of it, but I've really not got round to watching it, and I suspect I won't. Burke's going to win, isn't he? It's all about the Burke, surely. Last 10 minutes of the show before Franksy, 03453 009956. We're talking about, come on, guys, it's either cars or it's either bikes in the cities. It's one or the other, isn't it? They're not both compatible. They don't work together like that. We need to get rid of one or t'other. Which is it going to be? This is all because of Jeremy Vine. It's all Jeremy Vine's fault. By the way, you might want to have a look at Twitter, producer Joe. It's all Jeremy Vine's fault. Speeding Vine, radio Jeremy nicked for cycling at 16 miles per hour in the park. The BBC's, that means he's yours and he's mine. Jeremy Vine was yesterday nabbed for speeding at 16 miles per hour on his bicycle. Cops zapped the Radio 2 lunchtime show presenter with a radar gun as he rode to work through. It's 5 miles an hour. It's 5 miles an hour in high... hang on, that's like slower than walking, isn't it? Apologetic Vine, 49. I bet he was apologetic. Oh, I bet he was... Oh, yes, sir. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You are... When you speak to a police officer, Gary... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Because you are hoping you don't get a ticket, aren't you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Gary, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Hey, what can I do for you guys?
Well, you was on about Celebrity Get Me Out of Here then.
Yeah,
and you reckon they asked you to go on?
Yeah, they did.
They did. Would you eat a widget grub?
Would I eat a what?
One of them big fat grubs. Would you eat one of them if you was on there?
Here's the trick, Gary. I genuinely was asked to go on it 2 weeks ago and I said no. And I've been asked before. Here's the trick, right? Sorry? Here's the trick, right? When you go in for the meeting, you tell them you're a vegetarian, as I was when I first went in for my first meeting. And then you say, well, I have to eat, you know, like a kangaroo's willy and all of that stuff. And they say, oh, no, we won't give you meat to eat. So I wouldn't have to eat it.
Well, that'd give you even worse things to do then.
Well, there's a thing called a vomit fruit that they give you. Have you watched any of this I'm a Celebrity, Gary?
And the bits of it.
Any good?
It's just the same, really. You know, they get them to do silly things, eat horrible things, and humiliate each other.
The thing is, it pays extraordinarily well.
Well, if you'd stick it out.
Yeah, but also, the people who eat the stuff win. I wouldn't want to win. When I had my meeting, I said to them, look, if I get voted out first, do I get the same amount of money? And they said, yes. Beautiful, vote me out first, I'll go home. Gary,
yeah.
Who is your favourite presenter on BBC WM 95.6? Do you know?
Well, you're up for a good argument.
Thank you.
So,
yes. Okay. After me, who's your second favourite presenter on BBC WM 95.6?
It might be Caroline Martin.
Okay. Your third?
Danny Kelly. Ooh, well, they're tied, you know.
I'm sorry, Paul. Okay. So who would be your fourth?
Well, I only listen up to it up to a certain time.
That time wouldn't be 4 o'clock, would it?
Well, about now, yeah, you know.
Oh, blimey. So, do you know Paul Franks?
Yeah.
Any good? Okay, we're probably best we leave it there, Paul. That wasn't going the way I was expecting it to go, Franksy. I do apologise. I was expecting him to come boom straight in there.
And that was my uncle. So heaven knows what everybody else thinks.
When I used to work on a radio station in London, my mum found out the number, and she would call the guy that was on after me to kind of like tell him all my secret, all the stuff I'd done as a little boy, like all the, you know, when your mum gets out your pictures of you naked when you're a 5-year-old. She was kind of doing that in a radio equivalent, and I couldn't stop her. I said, "Mum, please stop phoning up Clive Ball." No, he's such a nice bloke. He's such a nice bloke. He loves hearing about you.
I'll just keep working to try and get better.
Paul, I think you're brilliant. What have you got in the show today?
Maybe I should just be photographed holding a pint in my hand, because that seems to work for Nigel Farage.
Doesn't it just? Yeah. We're all working too hard. We're thinking too much.
UKIP winning a second seat in Parliament. So we'll get reaction to that. Obviously, 40 years ago today, the Birmingham pub bombing. So we're reflecting that on the show. A lot of stuff going on around the region. The actor, R.J. Mitty. Now, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, love
He's
Breaking
Walt
Bad.
Jr.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. Right, yeah, I know the lad, good actor.
Yeah, and he is heading to Birmingham this weekend, so we're hoping to talk to him.
Is he really? What's he coming to? What's he doing in Birmingham?
There's a big event at the NEC. It's memorabilia and Comic-Con. They go on all over the world. It's sort of modern popular culture. TV actors.
That's on tomorrow, is it?
It's on tomorrow and Sunday.
You carry on talking, boss. I'm Googling. I'm free tomorrow afternoon. Go on.
The former F1 driver, John Watson, hopefully joining us to talk about the finale to the F1 season. Deacon Blue. Fingers crossed on the show there, heading to Symphony Hall.
Wow.
So we've got it all there. Travel every 15 minutes. Steve Frogger on to give us his verdicts on the weekend's football as well. The football phone in 6 till 7. Tickets for Wolves against Brighton.
I'm looking away because I'm looking at this Comic-Con thing that's on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I might pop along. I love stuff like that.
Some big names there.
I love stuff like that. You're doing a proper show. I feel embarrassed with this,
Trying. We're trying, but obviously it's not good enough. But I'm going to try harder.
Anything else you want to mention, or do you need to go and get ready?
That's it. I think that's it.
Paul, lovely to see you. Have a good
you
one.
Too.
Speak to you later on. That's Paul Franks. We'll be on in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, flipping it. Honor Blackman's going to be there. Ay, ay, ay. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, please. Ah, dear. As is several members of the cast of A Low, A Low. Love stuff like that. Hey, that's great. RJ Mitty's coming on. Breaking Bad, one of the best television series of all time, surely. Isn't it? Here we go. With Christmas coming, do you get the board games out over Christmas? I can never remember. We play the one where you've got to draw stuff. What's the one where you've got to draw stuff and then you've got to guess what it is? Pictionary. We like a bit of Pictionary. Not Scrabble, though. England lost out on hosting football's 2018 World Cup. But there's one headline-grabbing tournament that's all our own this year, the Scrabble World Championships. Flippin' heck. More than 100 players from 28 countries are battling it out over 5 days in London for 10 grand? Really? The word game is not the minority interest you might think. Polls show 53% of UK homes have a Scrabble set. Yeah, everyone's got a Scrabble set in the cupboard, at the under the sink, or in that drawer, or under the kid's bed. But no one plays it. No one actually plays Scrabble. Players aged 18 to 70 hunch over their boards in hushed concentration, with the top games shown live on mindsportstv.com. Boy, oh boy, you can hear everybody rushing to their computers to try and find that. Players get 25 minutes to complete the game. Their half of the clock runs when it's their turn and keeps going until they place their tiles and push a button. And here's the tips on how to be good at Scrabble. Be a whiz at anagrams. Know the tiles. And here's the thing. Here's the key. If you want to be the Scrabble champion, two-letter words. Back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Until then, from me, ta-ta.
Both sides of the M42, 3A to 4. Northbound between that stretch is two lanes shut because of an accident between the M40 and the A34. Southbound, you've still got that lane out as a vehicle has broken down between 4 and 3A. Understandably, that means if you're on the M40 trying to get onto the M42, it's really congested from Junction 15 at Longbridge Island to 3A at the M42. The M6 is slow. Northbound between 11 and 12 in the roadworks. The M5 struggles from Junction 2 at Oldbury trying to get onto the M6. Still disruption on trains through Birmingham Snow Hill. If you can update us, 08453 002288.
All this week on BBC WM 95.6.
I think I knew then that she was never going to come out.
Massive sound. I had no idea it was a bomb.
The Birmingham pub bombings, 40 years on.
BBC WM 95.6.
4 o'clock on BBC WM. A very good afternoon. Before we do anything else, let's get the main news for you with Rebecca Hume.